الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We'll briefly, inshallah ta'ala, continue with our theme of taking a few passages of the surahs of Juz Amma. And inshallah ta'ala, today we'll take a few verses that were recited today in the khutbah. Verses from Surah Al-Fajr, a Makki surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by swearing by time. And what he means by time, what I mean by time, is by swearing by certain parts of time and certain parts of the year. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, wal-shaf'i wal-watr, wal-layli idha yasr. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, begins this surah by swearing by the dawn, which is a part of time. The dawn, meaning the moment in which fajr begins. Wal-layalin ashr, and the 10 nights, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that these are the 10 nights that begin the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Wa shaf'i wal watr, the even and the odd. Some of the Sahaba, they mention that the tafsir, or the explanation for the even and the odd, is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah and then the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. Wal layli idha yasr. He then, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason why some of the Mufassirun say that Allah Jalla wa'ala swears by these moments of time and these moments in the year is due to him subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that time in its essence has been given to mankind so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come close to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who makes the most of his time and uses these opportunities, because Allah Jalla wa'ala emphasizes in this surah at the beginning certain parts of the time that the slave of Allah Jalla wa'ala has a greater opportunity to get greater reward. The Fajr prayer, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are the best days of the entire year, the even and the odd, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the greatest day of the entire year, the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, a day where fasting in it expiates for the sins that committed before. So these are days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by. And then he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala ayat in the middle of the surah to indicate to us that Allah jalla wa ala, from his mercy, has given mankind opportunities of reward. Opportunities where reward is multiplied. Actions are multiplied. The reward for actions are multiplied. So those who don't make the most of this time, they'll be of those people who would suffer great regret on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is what he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, later on in the surah, where he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. Or before that, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّى لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this middle part of the surah, which is again connected to these initial oaths at the beginning, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. And you were greedy, and you devoured the inheritance of this world, you devoured your wealth with all greed. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you loved wealth, and you loved it a great deal. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا. No, but when the earth is destroyed and made into powder, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and the angels also come with him, row after row after row. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And they come with them, or they bring with them on that day, the fire. يَوْمَئِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. On that day, mankind will remember what he has lost. Mankind will remember and how his remembrance will be of loss. The connection between these ayat, or brothers and sisters in Islam, and the ayat that came before, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those people with not just regret, with adab on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and adab thereafter for those who don't make the opportunity, don't take the opportunity of doing great substantial actions that Allah jalla wa ala loves during seasons of reward, during seasons where actions are multiplied. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah by speaking about essentially the days of Dhul Hijjah, the ayat, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and other scholars of tafsir mention, are open for all seasons and all occasions whereby deeds are multiplied. like the month of Ramadan and the last nights of the month of Ramadan, in particular the odd nights in the month of Ramadan. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun and speaks about the people of Ad who were given great station. The people of Ad were created in a manner that Allah hasn't created anyone before. They were tall, strong human beings, but their strength didn't benefit them. The Fir'aun had been given a vast kingdom, but his kingdom didn't benefit him. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَأْكُلُونَ تُرَاثَ أَكْلَ لَمَّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. These are people like yourself. These are people, he's saying, like you. You devour inheritance. You devour wealth with greed. And you love the wealth so much, with such great love. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًا دَكًا. But these things are distracting you from your ultimate goal. These are just examples that distract us. The scholars of Islam, they say, Allah Jalla wa Ala sometimes mentions certain distractions, not just because they are the only distractions, because they happen to be the greatest distractions, but they form or they gather all other distractions together. Wealth is one of the greatest distractions for a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so is free time. So is sitting and talking, wasting time. So is your phone browsing and going from one page to another. All of these are things that waste a person's time, that essentially distracts them from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus he says, Jalla wa Ala, that when the earth is crushed and obliterated and it becomes like dust, and you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appearing, and then you see rows upon rows of malaika forming queues, forming lines on the day of judgment, and then you see the fire being brought forth and you see it burning, and you see, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, the fire being given lips and it be given a tongue, and he'll speak, and he'll call the people of the fire. And you see the malaika holding onto the fire with their ropes, and they're unable to control it. They're unable to control the fire as it's calling out the names of the servants of Allah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that moment, during that moment, every man will remember these occasions where reward was multiplied. They'll remember those days and those nights whereby Allah Jalla wa Ala presented to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and granted them virtue, where he spoke to us through the Quran, through the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling us that these days, khayrun min alfi shahr, is better than 1,000 months of worship. Tanazzalul malaika, the malaika descend, and even the angel Jibreel descends, and it's the day of, or a night of peace, whereby there are more malaika on earth than there are pebbles on the floor, pebbles on the earth. These are moments, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, that if we waste, if we throw away due to whichever distraction, wealth or whatever it be, we will remember it on Yawm al-Qiyamah, but we'll remember it in a very regretful manner. That's, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, what lies tonight, inshallah ta'ala, was the opinion of the majority of the Sahaba that the 27th night of Ramadan was Laylatul Qadr. And although Wallahu ta'ala alam, it seems as if though every single year, this is the more favored opinion of the scholars of Islam, every single year the Laylatul Qadr night of power changes from one odd night of the last 10 nights to another odd night of the last 10 nights, this still could be potentially Laylatul Qadr. And this is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. As Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, as we spoke about in the khutbah today, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presented, he was given, he was shown the actions of the ummah, of his ummah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw that the actions of his ummah were nothing compared to the actions of the ummah that came before, the prophets that came before. All of the actions, all of the rewards were vast, and they were great, and they surpassed the believers of this ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these opportunities of reward, these golden gems, the days of Dhul Hijjah, Ramadan, the last nights of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, so that the servants of Allah Jalla wa Ala from the Ummah of Islam, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can surpass everybody in Jannah. So what you have tonight, inshallah ta'ala, what we have tonight, inshallah ta'ala, is the second to last opportunity of the odd nights in the month of Ramadan, of this Ramadan, to find Laylatul Qadr. So let us all, inshallah ta'ala, try our utmost to do something special in this night, such that on the day of judgment, we don't look back to it and think to ourselves, subhanallah, how regretful, how much did I lose out on that particular day? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to worship Him. May Allah jalla wa ala enable our actions to be accepted. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His mercy in this Ramadan. عند أوساد رمضان وبارك الله فيكم أقول لقولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم صلى الله وسلم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.